It was some time after 4 in the morning that he woke, sitting bolt upright, feeling cold air on hot skin. He was sweating, wide awake and staring into the darkness. 5 hours of shallow sleep seemed like no more than 5 seconds, and yet his mind had never stopped, taking him on a restless journey through the shattered remains of Agadir, the elusive shadow of Adam Killian always just out of reach, his voice a distant call, words lost in the crashing of falling masonry and the death cries of 15,000 other voices. And Enzo had only one thought in him. He had not checked the row of encyclopedias to see if any of the other volumes were out of place. He cursed himself out loud and heard the dying echo of his voice swallowed by the night. He had been too tired, insufficiently focused. But still it should have occurred to him before now. He swung his legs out of the bed, slid his feet into his slippers, and slipped on his silk robe. He turned on the bedside light, screwing his eyes up against its sudden brightness, and started back downstairs to the study. The room seemed to be waiting for him. Its stillness in this darkest hour of the night was so dense Enzo felt he could almost touch it. He had the strangest sense of premonition, of something just beyond his grasp that would soon be his. He was uncertain whether it was that or the cold that made all the hairs stand up on the back of his neck. The bloodstain on the floor seemed darker, somehow, the bullet holes in the wall freshly made, the dust of shattered plaster hanging in the air, along with the smell of cordite. He was, he knew, letting his imagination run away with itself, and yet he could have sworn that he was not alone in the room. Killian himself was there, somewhere in the stillness, willing him to listen, to hear his voice. Enzo rounded the desk and ran his index finger along the line of dark green everyman encyclopedias. "Damn!" His voice shattered the stillness of the night. 2 further volumes had been transposed, NYA to RAG, and SPI to ZYM. If he had only taken the trouble to look last night, he would have seen them immediately. He lifted them down and, as before, placed them on the desk in front of him as he sat in Killian's chair. From somewhere out in the garden he heard the deep-throated yowling of a cat. It came chillingly out of the night, penetrating the dark and the quiet. Enzo stood up and crossed to the window, opening it and pushing out the shutters. Light from the room washed across the lawn. In the shadow of the trees at the far side he saw the black cat pacing restlessly in silhouette, howling at the night. For a moment it stood still, to turn luminous green eyes in his direction.